You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out why early math education can make a big difference in future success for students. Now it's the time of year when we look back at our accomplishments. One Wisconsin high school senior had a pretty big accomplishment in 2016. She went to all of Wisconsin's state parks for a hike in just under 100 days. Michelle Anderson joins us now to talk about that experience. She's a senior at Oconomowoc High School. Michelle, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks.
Well, where did this idea come from to hit all of Wisconsin's state parks?
You know, I was just like scrolling through Instagram one day and this girl had this picture from a state park and I never knew that Wisconsin could look like that. I always thought it was really plain, really boring. And then it just was like, okay, let's get them all done. I have nothing to do this summer, so let me do something.
And had you hiked a lot before this?
A little bit. Here and there, it's nothing too, like, rigorous, I would say.
How did you start making your travel plan, deciding where to go when?
The first thing is, as I got the DNR app for Wisconsin, it had, like, all the state parks. But I think some of them were out of date. And then my mom actually got me the visitor guide, and that had all the state parks, a little description, and, like, where they were. So then I made this board with all of the state parks and where they were and what section of Wisconsin they were in. And then from there, I just checked off the ones that I've been to. And then I would group them together by like how far apart they were, which I could do in like X amount of days and such.
What was your first park on this tour?
The first state park in Wisconsin that I've ever been to is Pike Lake State Park. And that one's near Hartford. And that's where like I grew up. And then from there, I think it was Aztalan, which is really close by, so that was really easy to go to.
Right. This ended up being a lot of driving, didn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Do you know how many miles you went, all in all?
I would say about 5,000.
Wow.
It's,
okay.
Yeah.
And how big a hike did you take in the different parks? I mean, all day or a few hours here and there, or was it just kind of a mix?
It was, depending on what was there, it would be, like, how much time I would spend there. If there was lots of stuff, lots of trails, and, like, really pretty scenery, I would be there, like, quite a lot. But then again, I was on, like, a really, I was on a deadline, kind of, I would say, just because I had to get all these done in a certain amount of day and still make it back to the house and get all of them during daylight. So some of them I would just stop for a little bit, but others I would spend a while and just enjoy my time.
Now, were you going solo on all of this, or did you have traveling buddies sometimes?
Well, especially for the three-day trip, I definitely had some travel buddies, which was really nice, but other times some people couldn't always make it, and I would bring these on pretty spontaneously. So I was like, oh, if you can go, you can come along, but if you can't, oh well. I mean, I can do it on my own.
Of course, you can meet buddies along the way in the form of wildlife. What kind of animals did you see?
Oh, my goodness. There were so many deer that we saw. Thankfully, none of them, like, ran out in front of us.
Good, good.
And in Big Bay State Park, we actually, when we were driving at night, we saw this coyote. That was a little scary just because it was, like, 12 o'clock at night, but it was so cool.
No bears, though?
No bears.
So let's talk about some of your favorite sights that you saw or hikes that you made. What struck you?
Lots of the waterfalls. That's what really gets me. Willow River has some of the prettiest, like, well, it's one waterfall, but has honestly the prettiest waterfall. It's in like this gorge, and when we were there, the sunlight was hitting it really pretty, and it was just awesome. And you could even go behind the waterfall, which was so cool about that. And I liked the interactive stuff.
What was the most rugged hike you did?
Oh, I think it's called Mill Bluff, where it's just a whole bunch of stairs and you hike all the way up to the top, and they were so steep and there were so many, and I didn't realize that, man, I am out of shape.
Yeah, are you in better shape after this summer?
I would definitely say so.
What were some of the key things you had to do? Was there like a must-do list when you went to a park?
Yeah, I would say so. Whenever I got to a park, I would grab a map and grab the little little guide that they have for every park. I would get a picture of the sign, and then I'd get a picture of maybe the trail, and it was all about picture-based, so I could look back on it later. Yeah.
Talking to Michelle Anderson, a high school senior on EconomiWalk. She spent the summer going to all of Wisconsin's natural parks. She's sharing some of her experiences with us now. Are there ones that you're thinking you came out of the summer and like, I got to go back there, spend more time there, maybe even camp there?
I would honestly go to any of them on the west side and way up in the north. I did not get enough time to spend at those places just because they're so interesting and you have all that natural water there that's there as well. And it was just so sweet and it was so cool.
So how would you encourage other people, maybe other high school students, to try to maybe not hit all the parks, but to make sure they take time to get out there?
Well, I know like EconomiWalk was trying to start like a traveling club or like it's just like I think they called it Adventure Club, and they tried going to like Devil's Lake State Park, but that never really worked out. But I think that really encouraged people to get out there as well. And maybe like I always post my pictures through Facebook and Instagram, and honestly, people tell me all the time how it inspires them. So, and that's how I was inspired to do it.
What did you learn going to all these parks around the state?
I definitely learned how to be a better driver, that's for sure. But I just learned, you know, now I understand why the park system needs to be cleaned. Because, like, every time I'd go there, there'd be a little bit of trash. And, like, it's not going to be there forever. I remember hearing this story about Copper Falls, maybe like this rock formation fell down, and I was like, oh no.
Do you think we take the nature we have in Wisconsin for granted?
Oh, I definitely did before this trip. I didn't even know it was out there. And like, I would always think Devil's Lake is pretty lame because everyone goes there. But I mean, if I've never been there before, it's probably the coolest thing ever.
And are you thinking maybe, I don't know, next year in the future, broadening your horizons, even hitting some parks outside of Wisconsin?
Oh, heck yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
So what's on your to-do list? National parks or whatever?
Well, I've been tagged in lots of, like, the national park. There's, like, this highway that you go across and it gets you through a lot of them. So that seems pretty good. I've been to a couple, like, out of state quite a lot. And I really enjoy that. Like, I haven't been to the west side, and this summer I went to Montana, and that was really awesome. It was so, like, mountainous, and that's what I like. It's more of, can my car make it? And, I mean, I just kind of need sponsors for this kind of thing, you know? And, like, that way I can just get out there and do things that I love.
Having seen all these different sides of Wisconsin, do you have an idea that you'd like to live with something different in your backdrop, the driftless area or a great lake or a river or a bluff?
I'm not sure. I think I like where I am, and I really love Wisconsin, and I like being here, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, your starting point was you thought Wisconsin, there wasn't much to see, kind of bland and boring. Obviously, it sounds like you've changed your perspective now.
Oh, definitely. I used to think it was just Dairyland. You know, that's all I've ever known was this. But, you know, it's actually really cool.
So if somebody, maybe somebody your age, maybe somebody older is hearing this now and thinking, okay, my next vacation, I want to do this. What would you say to them? What would be a lesson you learned that could get them started?
I would say just go for it. Just go for it. Just spend some time. It may not be as cool as you think, but there's some like small things, and there's also like things you can do at the parks. Like sometimes they have those geocaching things, which are really cool and they're really interesting.
And you did all this in the summer.
Oh yeah. In 98 days.
It's winter now. Have you thought about getting out and hiking maybe on the weekends, maybe not on super cold days, but getting out in the winter and checking out what they look like now?
There are some certain places like all the waterfalls. I want to see I think it's called like the Devil's Punch Bowl. It's by UW Stout. And during the winter, it gets frozen over, and it looks really cool, so maybe I'll give a little hike up there and see what that's about and, like, see the other places, too, because, I mean, I love snow, and it's going to look just as pretty here as it is anywhere else.
And are you going to try another adventure next summer?
Oh, definitely.
But you don't know what it is yet?
I'm really hoping for the national park thing, just to broaden my horizons and see other states rather than just Wisconsin.
All right, Michelle, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Michelle Anderson, Oconomowoc High School senior. She joins us to talk about her experience visiting all of Wisconsin's state parks in just under 100 days earlier this year. Coming up, we look at a study that links early math knowledge to achievement later in life and hear what works for teachers, for preschools, and for parents in instilling good math knowledge in their kids. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.